Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Today in Business from Wired.
Workers are worried about their bosses embracing AI. A survey by Pew Research Center found that most employees expect hiring, firing, and workplace assessment to be transformed by algorithms. By Will Knight. The Pew Research Center, a nonpartisan think tank that tracks public opinion, released a report recently on how workers feel about AI. The technology has become an increasingly common workplace fixture over the past few years, and its role is likely to grow as AI becomes more capable, thanks to advances such as the large language models like GPT-4 that gave us ChatGPT and a growing number of other tools. While there is no shortage of reports about people's attitudes toward AI, Pew's data is sizable and relatively fresh, drawing from 11,004 U.S. adults who were consulted between December 12th and 18th of last year, just as ChatGPT mania was taking hold after its release at the end of November. The report suggests that most workers expect AI to transform hiring, firing, and evaluations. Many people report feeling uncertain about what those changes might look like and concerned about AI's potential impacts. Some 68% of those polled said they expect AI to have a major impact on job holders over the next 20 years. Curiously, though, only 28% said they thought AI would affect them personally, while 38% were unsure what the outcome might be for their own work. Those responses reflect the fact that nobody really knows how AI will change jobs and work in the coming years. The technology is evolving quickly, and its impact often differs greatly between industries and even roles. We can, however, expect existing uses of the technology to expand and become more sophisticated. Some workers already use AI to help screen job applicants, while enterprising job hunters seek to outwit the algorithms with clever tricks. In theory, AI has the potential to make hiring fairer and increase workplace diversity, but in practice, it has sometimes done the opposite, leading the U.S. government to warn employers about the potential for algorithms to discriminate against people with disabilities. The Pew survey reflects this contradictory picture, with 47% of people saying they think AI would do a better job than a human in hiring, but 41% opposing the use of AI in hiring. Workplace surveillance is an area of general concern, with 81% of those polled saying that more use of AI will lead to workers feeling inappropriately watched. As Wired has previously reported, many workers now have to work under the supervision of AI-powered surveillance systems that monitor productivity and flag misbehavior. Some truck drivers and warehouse staff are monitored by cameras and algorithms, and a rising number of office workers have their keystrokes and mouse clicks logged and analyzed. This kind of data collection is generally intended to improve productivity, but it can be dehumanizing and demoralizing and push employees into working too hard and taking unnecessary risks, like driving trucks too fast. Fear and doubt about AI's role in workplaces is understandable because we are at something of a crossroads. Some economists argue that the designers of AI systems need to think about how their products will affect workers and aim to enhance their output rather than replace them. Similarly, employers can do more to ensure that the tools they use to track workers do not cause undue harm. So far, the companies developing these AI tools and the employers that use them have not risen to the moment, often placing workers at the mercy of systems whose benefits are in question. It's time to stop and think about how workplace AI is used, a need that will only grow more pressing as the technology advances.
Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more business news at wired.com/business.